And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mensa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mensa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mensa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a couple of great guests from Fast Lane Kayaks right across the bay here from us. Ron Lane and Logan Downing are here. We're going to be talking kayaks, fishing, and more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing. Your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is always one of those fun shows. Can't wait to talk to the boys. Lots going on. Today's going to be a great one.
Super fun time here with Ron Lane and Logan Downing. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. Logan, this is the first time on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep.
Ron's old hat, man. He's been here 100 times.
Right? Well, we got big news today.
Yeah, we get
big
to have the
news,
and we get to have the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, exactly.
What, Logan?
So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
The guy that does it all.
I know that's what you meant. We do know
Ron
each other.
So Ron and I can go fishing. That's why Logan's not, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So big news. Give this to us.
You know what? Hobie Cat, the company that's the legacy company in California, Southern California company, 75 years, just got rescued by Bass Pro.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
We're really excited.
So we kind of start from the scratch. Hobie sold a few years ago to an investment group that just kind of ran it into the ground, basically.
No. You know, like sometimes your intent is to, you know, take this great company, and they had great intentions, but COVID. Yeah. So all of a sudden they're owning this company. COVID comes, it's lockdowns, and all of a sudden it's high demand. They start gearing up and they're going, man, this is great. We're selling so many kayaks. And then they go, well, let's build a, you know, a better, you know, let's get out of California and build a better, you know, product for less money. And so they went down to Tijuana and built a huge factory. Thing was running great. The boats were just quality.
Okay.
They went down in price. I mean, everything you want to see happen.
Good so far.
But they just spent too much money, and then reality hit, and all of a sudden we're not having those numbers from COVID when everybody in the world wanted a RV, a kayak, or get out, you know.
Sure.
So, or a bicycle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so what happened was the demand went down.
Yeah.
And now they're going,
we overspent
way too much.
Yeah. And so they were geared up. They just got, I think they got dealt a hand of really bad cards.
Right.
But that being said, you know, they struggled with it and they tried to make it work and it just didn't work.
You said behind the scenes you were worried about the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're always worried about the future. Yeah. I don't know. That's why I got gray hair, isn't it?
Yeah. But you still have hair.
No, it's because you go 70 miles an hour down the mountain.
Well, I used to.
that's why.
So the thing that excites me is this Bass Pro thing. I knew nothing about Bass Pro, really, other than every time I go to Mammoth, and I'm sure the same with you, your car just automatically gets off in Norco somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, where are we going? Bass Pro.
Come on.
Like Ava and I will go up to the Sierras, and when we're going by, she goes, "Dad, you want to stop at Bass Pro?" When your daughter asked to go to Bass Pro, they're doing something right.
And what's crazy, too, is this resurgence with kids wearing Bass Pro hats, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all the kids all across the country.
Well, come on, like Pete. Fishing is trending.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
You know, little Salty Crew Grom outfits now. I'm cracking up.
Well, I mean, good on them for doing some phenomenal marketing and stuff like that. Now buying the iconic brand Hobie.
Right, well, I didn't realize all this until they finally signed the paperwork. Everything was on lockdown. I couldn't get any information. We have clients coming in worrying, "Hey, what's going on? What's going on?" We have these rumors, you know. I go, "Well, I really don't know. They're all on lockdown."
Yeah.
Anyhow, back to what I was excited about was here you got this company that owns all these other companies. Mm-hmm. And how's that work for the other companies? Well, Ranger Boats, not bad. Tracker Boats, all this history. And they come out, as soon as they made the announcement, they come out with this video that they sent all the dealers and all, you know, they put it online. And we have it on our website. And anybody who's interested in these all these great companies, you got to watch this video. It reminds
it's
me
super
of a...
cool.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Norman Rockwell painting, all these old guys. Yeah, my dad worked here, now my sons work here, and and they really care about their products.
So they're going to manufacture Hobies in Arkansas.
As soon as they signed the paperwork, I think a week later, all the Mexico factory has been moved to their headquarters, that White River group, White River group that builds Hatteras and Ranger. I was just amazed. I would highly recommend going to, it's Fast Lane Sailing.
Fast Lane Kayaking or Fast Lane Sailing.
.com. And just right up in the front, just scroll down and find that little, what was the title of it?
You'll see it. There's a big photo about like how Hobie got purchased by Bass Pro. It's just right on our main homepage.
It takes a couple minutes to watch, but it's really good. And it kind of tickled me that these iconic brands bought another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to when you watch these characters in the photos and in the video, you watch, you know, Johnny Morris from Bass Pro and Forrest Woods, who started Ranger.
Oh.
You watch them act and talk and the things they thought were important. I mean, I guess this Forrest Woods was building a boat for himself, and his neighbor wanted it. So he sold it to him, and he said then he built another one, and another guy wanted it, and so that's how it got started. And it sounds a little bit like Hobie building surfboards in his garage, and his dad finally kicked him out and said, let's get you a store.
So basically, it's going to be all good for Fast Lane Kayaking, Fast Lane Sailing, and Hobie itself.
We're relieved.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
we're excited about it. I mean, you know, we know that Hobies are the best kayaks.
There's no question.
And I wanted it to be, I didn't want it to be bought by some other kayak company that just makes
lousy kayaks.
Well, I didn't even say that, but, you know, there's price points and quality differences.
Right.
And fishermen, when you're out off of La Jolla, you know, 4 or 5 miles, you got to get back.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so you want something that's good. And so to have a company that appreciates that and has those same values, I'm excited about
it. Yeah. What about you, Logan?
I'm really excited about it, honestly. I've seen, I mean, at least working for Ron for the past couple of years, there's so many comparisons between, like, Hobie, how it started, it's family-focused, and it's really cool that Hobie just started building surfboards for himself. He didn't, like, build it for to make money or whatever. He started doing it just, like, out of his, like, passion and love for the ocean. And then we were just talking about this yesterday, Ron, about how, like, Johnny Morris and the Woods or whatever.
Forest Woods.
Yeah. It's all, like, the same story, just in, like, different parts of the world and different parts of the country.
Yeah, different water sports.
Yeah, and it's, like, fresh water, salt water. It's just all, like, a very similar story. It's, like, almost like I've heard it before. And even with Ron starting Fastlane, it's, like, he used to love sailing catamarans and then started a catamaran store, and then all this stuff kind of built on itself. But it all started, at least for Ron.
Like, so I guess that word is passion. You have passion for what
passion
you're doing.
For it.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
So, Logan, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a Southern California guy. Grew up here and surf and fish and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, so I grew up in Encinitas. Both my parents were actually professional snowboarders, which is pretty cool. And
really?
So I got a lot of cool opportunities just to go.
Your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Professional snowboarders.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's actually how they met, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
And, yeah, I've just been surfing, and they taught me everything and how to have fun and everything about snowboarding and surfing. My dad loved surfing growing up. So really at my heart, I'm a surfer, grew up surfing. And then when I was probably about 10, my dad bought a 22-foot Davis Cortez.
Great boat.
Great boat. Yeah. Thing's epic. And we all learned how to fish together. So my dad didn't really know anything.
That's fun.
My brother and I, Dylan, didn't know anything. So we all learned how to fish, like, as a family, which is really cool to do with my dad. Like, it's, like, such a cool activity. Like, normally I feel like I've seen a lot where people, like, their dads teach them how to fish, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it's, like, we were all listening to you, Pete, and, like, people on the show, and, like, Benny Florentino would come on and be like, oh, dude, like, Benny's on. We got to look like.
So I still do that.
And, like, we just learned how to fish, like, off YouTube and, like, I mean, listening to the show. And
that's so cool.
It was, like, really, really fun. And we would just go to, like, the Bart Hall, Fred Hall show every year and just be like, oh, dude, this is Corey's new swim bait. Like, we were just geeking out about it.
So cool.
It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And then we started going to Catalina, and all that. So that's kind of how my fishing
endeavors
started.
Mixed in with all your other water sports and snow sports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then how did you connect with Ron and Debbie over at Fastlane?
So I started going to school down here at Point Loma.
Point Loma Nazarene?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I was just
Say it.
Yeah, I'm a NASBO.
Okay.
Oh, is that what they call him? How do you know that? They call him NASBO.
They hate NASBO.
Yeah, but you're overlooking the surf, man.
Yeah,
it's
like,
how can you go to a better college than that, right?
What surf? But, yeah, I started going to school down there, and my dad knew Jared and Ron through, like, Salty Crew and all that. And my dad actually bought two inflatable kayaks. The I-9 and the I-11.
Wow.
That's a funny story.
So he came in, and that's where I met Ron and Ava and Callan and Karen and everyone.
I think he was going to Catalina, and he had heard about the
I-9s.
And how easy, and he says, hey, I'm thinking of, you know, and I go, well, why don't you just take my two?
I loaned him
two boats.
That's the dirty Ron Lane trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he loaned my dad two boats, took him to Catalina. My dad was going to just buy one for my mom because he's like, oh, she would love this at Catalina. Came back and bought two because master salesman over here.
No, master salesman. When you have the right thing and you know the right situation, it just does it itself. He calls me from Catalina and he goes, darn you, Ron.
Darn you. Yeah, there's been a lot of people that say that, Ricky. Have you noticed that?
But they all say it with a smile, don't they?
Oh, yeah, with a big smile. Yeah, for sure. So now you're playing into Ron's game, right? And your people are going, darn you, Logan.
Yeah, a little bit.
But,
And then I was down here at Point Loma, met Ron. And I was like, oh, I'd love to work for you guys. And then I just kind of started working.
That's so cool. That's and you've been there for how long?
I think like 4 years probably.
Now you're doing all the social media, which you're doing a fantastic job. You're voicing the spots here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's like you're integrated.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, you're doing a fantastic job, and it's a phenomenal addition. If you ever go in there, and then your brother, too, during the summer works there, right?
Boy, yeah, I miss Dylan.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's a funny guy, yeah. I love
him. So it's kind of, that's the cool thing about Fastlane, is this always has been, always will be, all about family, right?
Well,
and now Logan's family's all involved, the Downing family, right?
Well, they were our close friends. I mean, we'd go snowboarding, and I mean, to have pro snowboarders teach your grandkids how to snowboard?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's cool. And we just spent some days with Mark Wheeler from Engineers Ford up in Montana, and Mark, of course, has that beautiful 62 Nomad, and he talks about your dad as like his number one go-to guy to go fishing with.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you've been aboard his boat and stuff like that. It's just a fishy family.
Yeah. My dad's super hard worker, and it's just been kind of crazy just to see him, like, during the summer. He works for Burton Snowboards, so he doesn't really have a lot to do in the summer sometimes. And so he'll go and just fish his brains out.
And he fishes with Ollie Husseini? Like,
he fishes with Ollie a lot. He actually, I think he just ran his first charter last week.
Wow. So he's got his captain's license?
Yeah, so he's fully in, like, he's fully in it.
Frothing Grom Dad.
Yeah, for sure. So it's pretty fun having a dad like that. And it's
that
just, it's been the best. Looking,
that's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool.
And it was pretty cool, like, looking back at my family. My grandpa started fishing. He had like some, just this old like Grand Banks trawler, and we have all these maps that he had where he had all his rock fishing spots at like San Nicolas Island. And my dad was so surfed out when he was little that he didn't really, well, he wasn't into fishing.
Yeah.
And it was all like rock fishing, you know, kind of like vertical jigging.
Who's fishing?
So going for food and stuff. And so my dad didn't really like. He's like, I just want to go surf. I just want to go surf. Every time he was on the boat, he was telling me. And so it's been pretty cool how, like, it's almost like my grandpa's legacy, like, passed on to us.
Wow,
and we just, like, all just happened to fish and all, like, learned how to fish because of him pretty much. So that's been really cool.
That is cool.
Just, like, about
what, in your opinion, what is your take on this Bass Pro acquisition of Hobie? How do you see it happening?
I see it as really positive. I know they have a lot of money, and they have a lot of business, like, know-how and how to invest and how to, like, grow a business. And I'm just really excited to see a brand that has such, like, a core, like, very, like, it almost seems, like, very personal. Like, all the Bass Pro Shop logos have, like, Johnny Morris above it.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, directly correlated to, like, a person and, like, that person's values, I guess, and I'm really, really excited to see them try to keep Hobie.
Yeah, and not try to innovative.
Like, yeah, and not try to make Hobie another Bass Pro, but make Hobie more of itself. I think that's what they're going to try to do, and I think that's what they've done so far. So I'm
that's
pretty
so
excited.
Cool.
That's awesome.
When you sell a kayak, somebody walks in and says, I want a kayak. What do you say to that?
Yeah, what's the process like?
Well, I ask them what they do, because there's too much. I mean,
it's a lot of different product.
Yeah, like, do you fish green bass? Do you want to go 4 miles off La Jolla? Like, do you want to go fish the bay? Do you want to go to Baja? Do you want to? Do you have a boat? If you want to take your boat to Catalina, I'd get a 9.9, because that's what I've been doing. But there's just every Hobie model. Like, it's kind of surprising, at least for me. I've never seen like a product line like fit every single person that walks through the door. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great point. You know, having such diversity, you know, with inflatables, with light boats, with, you know, I mean, we got pro anglers, which are your
super boats.
Yeah, really comfortable and everything. So, yeah, that we do have a one brand can cover all the
all
needs.
All different details.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
The only thing in kayaking we really don't do are those rapids. you know, those kayaks that go down rapids. But everything else, the touring and the fun and the fun.
I mean, you can go down a river, like a not a rapid river, but a river with them, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, people do that. But you just don't want to do rapids with the
That river we were just at, Pete, how fun was that? River, I want to go float that on an I-9. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah. That would be.
As long as your boat's down at the bottom waiting for me.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. It was just lots to talk about here on Let's Talk Hook Up with Logan and Ron and Fastlane and the new Bass Pro acquisition and all the different product lines. We haven't even delved into that
yet, Ricky. That's always my favorite part of the show is these guys are just so dialed in at all of the idiosyncrasies that come with every boat that they option. And they are. They're the very best in the world at it about figuring out who you are and what you do and what makes the right boat for your decision. And that's what's going to happen over the next couple hours. And we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join in the fun this morning. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. We got Kyle from the fan standing by this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 to take your phone calls or send us a text. I've already been going through the text. Ron's very popular here on Let's Talk Hookup because there's so many things that this Fastlane family fits for everybody, whether it be outfitting or, hey, I'm going here or I want to do this or what's the right boat for me. So there's already been a bunch of great texts coming through, and we've got 2 full hours of reading your text questions. If you want to send in a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to find. It's also the easiest way to listen to all the past shows. All the past shows are archived on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can listen on your drive home. It's really fun, and it's the only way to text in your questions to Logan and to Ron. When you do so, make sure you include your contact info. All we need is a name and a phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. Speaking of prize, we have got such a cool opportunity for one lucky caller or texter to decide at the end of the show, and we're going to have Logan flip a coin, and that coin's going to decide whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. But one lucky caller or texter is going to win a $100 Salty Cruise shopping spree at Fastlane Kayaks. There's probably, you know, there's very few displays anywhere in San Diego like of Salty Crew gear like they have at Fastlane. And, I mean, what's so cool about this is you're covered for everything. You could be like Dallas and go in and buying toddler T-shirts for all the boys, at, you know, once a week, or buying yourself new Salty Crew offshore foul weather gear. Everything in between is available at Fastlane, and it's a really cool opportunity. Somebody's going to get $100 with a new gear. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, 833-288-0973. We'll be reading texts, having a whole lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged PCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFCO. Save huge on AFCO Psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Well, that sure didn't take long to light the phone calls up. Everybody's excited to talk to Ron and talk to Logan. Again, if you want to get through, get in on the fun talking to the boys, and also your shot at that $100 shopping spree, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Roy. He's called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Good, great. Roy. Good morning.
Hey, Roy.
All right, awesome. So Ron and Logan, recently I did maintenance on my drive, and I noticed all my bearings were completely dry of the grease. And I don't know if it's maybe I did a little bit too long or spraying too much, silicone or spray or whatever like that during washes and stuff. Is there something that I should be not doing or doing to avoid having all the grease in my bearings kind of dissipate over time?
Is your Mirage Drive squeaking?
It did squeak a little bit, but after everything was all said and done, when I finished everything, it wasn't squeaking anymore. But it was, I had had it for 3 or 4 years, never did any upgrade on it or any kind of maintenance, just by except spraying and watering it down. But I figured, you know what, let me... let me grease them up and stuff like that. I just know that everything was dry, so that's why I decided...
I think keeping them clean and dry is good. And those are nylon, needle bearings that they'll wear. They have friction, but they roll pretty well as long as none of them are flat or off or there's sand in there. So is keeping it clean and dry is good. I wouldn't worry about it. Now, if you're getting some squeaking, which I had a Mirage Drive squeak and it drove me nuts, and I just put that real clean, clear oil on them. But we have a little needle, it's like a little syringe thing that'll go right into the bearings, and we just drop in a little bit of oil and it goes away. But if you're getting constant squeaking, that'll make you crazy. And I just oil them.
Just oil them? Like, yeah. What kind of oil?
Well,
we should ask Logan. Kind of oil, Logan?
It's called AIM lubricant. That Hobie used to make it. I don't really know exactly. It's biodegradable.
But just a really nice, lightweight oil.
That's yeah.
It. Super almost light. Like a 3-in-1.
Oh, really?
And it's more of like a coatant. Mm-hmm. Like, it coats the chains really well. makes it all shiny and pretty. And
oh, really?
Yeah, that stuff works really, really good.
That'll take away the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And now the noise can come from different areas. You have the main bearings that the fins are on, but you also have the idler pulley, the idler cable pulley that has bearings in it. The old ones didn't have anything. They didn't have bearings. It was just, plastic to nylon.
Yeah.
Or to the stainless shaft. There was more friction there. That's why the newer Mirage drives are about 9% faster.
9%?
That's what they say.
That's pretty fast.
Well, yeah, you're if you're out 8 hours, your ninth hour's free kind of thing. Yeah.
That's it. I like it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Roy. That does free up a line. If you want to get through, Kyle, standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973 is the number. You have a great text on it.
I thought so. And it says, good morning, guys. What a fun show already. My question is what your guys' thoughts are on the new iTrek Angler. When do you think you'll have them in stock? What are your guys' thoughts on the new iTrek?
The iTrek Angler is a hit. I mean, it's amazing.
So explain what it is, first of all.
Okay, the iTrek series came out, which was the third version of inflatables that Hobie made. Mm-hmm. Seams are better, product better, the design's awesome. The seats got better, the boats got less expensive. They built a better seat for it, a better rudder system, and it's so good that they've been putting it on other boats like the Lynx and things.
Uh-huh.
It's just a great system. Now, they were 9 and 11, and we fish them a lot. I mean, we fish them in the Sierras. I mean, Logan and I have had some trips up there, just unbelievable, where we snowboard all morning, and then as soon as it gets slurpy, we go right down the lakes, and they're teaching me how to, fly fish.
There you go.
Which is, woo, Ron Tangled.
Yeah. It's all right. You're getting the hang of it.
But so now they came out with a wider version. And, everybody wants to put rails on things because it's so easy to put hardware on it, gear on them, hang GoPros, fish finders, rod holders. So Hobie came up with a way that they took the H-rail and they made it, when you put a hard rail on an inflatable, it flexes. It kind of doesn't have the stability you need. So what they did was they anchored the H-rail to the seat.
Oh.
So it makes it rigid, and it's a nice frame.
So when you put the seat in, you're also putting in the H-rail.
Well, there's a bracket that goes between them.
Okay.
And so you put them in, after you inflate it. And we went out and put one together, we did a photo shoot for them and got to see it right away, when it first came out. And we, Logan, how fun was that with the motors?
Oh, it was so fun. Yeah, we put Newport makes these electric motors, and there's the NK180, which is I think it's a 1.5 horse equivalent, and then there's the NK300, which is like a 3 horse.
Wow.
And so my brother Dylan, we both kind of switched off. On the 12-foot iTrek Angler, we put the NK300 on it. It was so sick. We were going so,
way faster than you want to go.
Yeah, I, looked over at Dylan, and I just hear, a woohoo! And then he's, on plane.
Whoa.
On this, inflatable
kayak.
Right. It was so fun. And they had, foot steering, so you could steer with your feet.
Wow.
And it was pretty fun to fish. We were out at... We just went and took Ron's boat out to the local kelp beds, and we were just slamming.
We were kind of in between the kelp and the surf, and we just pulled up and blew them up on the boat and launched them, and, we just had a ball.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The portability of that thing is so crazy to me. You can have such a cool boat that's stable and fast and all those things you want, but then when you don't want it, it fits into a bag, and you throw it in the hold, or you throw it in your backpack, or you check it on the airplane, or all the stories you've told over the years. What a cool platform.
They're amazing.
We keep discovering that.
Yeah,
and more and more things.
So when are we going to see this new
I wish I knew.
Soon?
Yeah.
They're built. Are they built? We don't know. Don't know yet.
The old Hobie was on lockdown. No information.
All right.
They're ordered. The plan is all there. The pricing's there. I've already sold 20 of them.
Wow.
You know, so it's like,
so when they come, they're good. They're,
yeah,
they're already gone.
I imagine the first batch is going to go right through.
Right through.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they
order one,
and they end up costing about what the regular one cost, and
with all the accessories.
But let me talk to you about the features a little bit.
Yeah.
This is kind of amazing. That H rail is very, very, you know, easy to put gear on.
Okay.
Rod holders, fish finders,
a lot
phone
of
holders
built around it.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of things that already fit the H rail,
uh-huh.
So we're good to go on all the accessories already.
Yeah.
The H rail come out on it. But they did an interesting thing. They put three gudgeons. A gudgeon's what holds the rudder in back. So you can offset the rudder and put a motor in the middle.
Hey,
huh,
okay.
Interesting.
And you can put a transducer on a little bracket that they have. So you don't have to drill. You don't have to invent anything.
Wouldn't be, when you drill into an inflatable, it doesn't work real well.
Yeah. it's real easy to drill into.
Yeah. That's not the hard part.
Oh, speaking of that, Logan's dad, Dave, has set the record.
Okay.
For how many holes that you can put in your inflatable.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He brought his inflatable in and says, guys, I don't know. I can't find, you know, can you help me out here? Seven holes.
Hey,
that's the new record.
Nice. Right. Yeah. Rounds it.
And we've got new ways to patch them.
But when a hole comes, you patch back up and away you go.
Oh,
you
yeah. It's really super easy.
Yeah, super easy.
And the way these guys fish, you know, catching big, what, that white sea bass you caught on the I-11 was easy, 40, 50 pounds. That was a big one.
Wow. Almost as tall as me, yeah.
We had a client come in, and his friend goes, God, we went and watched him fish. He just caught so many grouper. He was down in Baja somewhere and just rope and grouper, and they dropped several on the boat, and you know what their spines
are
doing.
Oh, yeah.
He brought it in, but he only had five holes.
Okay.
Dave holds the new record.
Well, let's jump into the phones,
you
Rick.
Got it, man.
833-288-0973. Kyle, standing by.
Dave and, Steve in Dana Point. Sorry, I got that backwards. Up next on our show this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, boys. What's happening this morning? My family wants to bless Ron, first of all, for providing a platform for me to get super healthy. And I've been down to the store lately and been watching Logan, and the kid's awesome, isn't he?
Yep.
He's super sharp. He explains everything when he does a video online. You're able to understand it, and it really is. But, you know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you're realizing how deep the kayaking's become, because it's created all these different little communities and micro populations of people that are so into it. I'm doing 2 to 3 tournaments a month.
Wow.
And just the excitement of everything happening. I just wanted to call in, tell Ron, God bless you. Logan, I'm stoked you're in there, and you boys know I love the show.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Appreciate that very much. You know, some great texts coming through as well as calls. Keep them coming. Got a lot of great. Let me bring this one up here from Kurt and Vista, and we were just talking about Baja. Kurt wanted to know more about Baja. He said, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. Awesome to have Yak Master Mr. Ron Lane on the show. Question for Ron. Fishing southern Sierra Cortez coastline, can you recommend the best platform? In addition, would those accessories be available, beneficial for fishing that area off on your platform? Thanks in advance from Kurt. That'd probably be a good question for Logan, because he just was down at the Sierra Cortez, right?
Yeah.
Just. He's made several trips down.
Yeah. So tell us about fishing. What do you take down there? What do you fish?
I mean, I've been taking those inflatable, the iTrek, the iTrek 11. Every time I've gone down there, I've taken the inflatables, mostly because it's just easy to just put in my car. And I can just go wherever I want. I'm really flexible. If I want to go surf, I can surf. If I don't want my kayak, I can just have it packed up in my car, super small. So it makes you a little more versatile when you're on a trip. But to answer your question, if you want to go inflatable, I'd go with the iTrek 11 for sure, because you have a longer, or even the new iTrek Angler 12. They have three chambers, which is really nice, especially when you're in Baja. You want a little more security out there. So having the three chamber system is really, really nice just for peace of mind, especially if you want to catch some bigger fish on the kayak. It's really
like
nice.
Like a big grouper with spines.
Yeah. So you have kind of two chambers on the side that kind of, I guess, in a way protect the main chamber. So then you don't really have to worry about getting home. You can just get back.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And you don't really have to worry about that. I haven't had a problem with that yet, and I've been, you know, trying to push these things pretty hard.
Yeah.
You're kind of rough on dead
skies. Yeah. Most of my dad's holes are.
But you can take a hard kayak down there, too.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Kind of put it on the roof or in the back of your truck or on a trailer or whatever, right?
Oh, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
I mean, any of the Outbacks,
Pro Anglers,
all of them. Anything you can get down there, you can fish off
yeah.
of.
Yeah, for sure. Just the inflatables are just easy because you can throw them in the bed of a truck or back of a car or whatever.
Exactly. And they're not a big...
Show up and blow up.
That's right. And you're not a big profile. You know, you don't have stuff on your roof.
Yeah.
While you're out surfing, you don't have to worry about your kayaks on top of the roof.
Yeah. And it's... I mean, the Outback is really, really killer for Baja, I feel like. The Outback is like... You really can't go wrong with the thing. It has like that big hatch in the front. I always like throw a gallon of water out of La Jolla. I have unlimited stuff. I feel like I'm like in my house pretty much. Like you can put a microwave on that thing.
I was just down at Cedros Island fishing on Jeff Mariani's Outbacks. We were in those things 5 days in a row, and Chris Minnick's with me, who's 80 years old. That guy was, what a trooper. He's my hero. He's palling around. We were eight hours a day fishing kayaks.
Wow.
At Cedros.
Yeah.
Catching everything.
On Outbacks.
On Outback.
Outback.
Outbacks is one of my favorite fishing
platforms. And every year they improve the Outback.
Little things. Right? The big thing was when they came out with the new one, the latest, greatest. And that boat, that hull, that design is great. Big platform in the back for a lot of gear, whether it's bait tanks or crates. You can just carry so much gear with you. Chris Minnick took a forward-facing sonar, stuck it on one of Jeff's Outbacks, and it worked great. He just built two little brackets. I have pictures of the brackets. Within 15 minutes, he had forward-facing sonar.
Wow.
On a kayak.
That's pretty slick. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more with the boys from Fastlane. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. Saturday, November 1st.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit promarihe.com to gear up today.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East Orange County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fast lane. What a great show this has been already. And boy, off to a great start. Lots of good stuff coming your way. And yeah, just lots of fun this morning, bro.
You want to get through? Kyle's standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win a $100 shopping spree for Salty Crew gear at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Want to mention, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu Hooks Liberty trip coming up here. It's a limited, ultra limited load. Leaves Sunday evening, the 19th of October, nice, and fishes Tuesday through Tuesday, the 21st. Limited to 24 anglers, and we're gonna have Gamakatsu hooks for everybody and swag, Shimano swag on there. We're gonna have AFCO stuff, Costa sunglasses, and more. You can book it easily on fishermanslanding.com or just give a call to Fisherman's Landing, and they will hook you up on that trip. That's a good trip.
2 days trip, such a good length for right now, because there's multiple fish in multiple areas at play. You know, you've got the big fish out to the west, which can be, you know, it can be trophy hunting. So you know, you have shots at really big ones out there, but maybe the number's a little bit less. You can go farther northwest and get on the banks and fish on the shallows and have shot at that good yellowtail fishing. Or you can be down south right now catching yellowfin and bluefin mix. Also some shots of big ones down there. So 2 days just so nice because you've got the time to either stretch and do both. You got the time to wait one out. You got the time to have multiple nights. Like, that's a really good length of trip to be on.
Yeah, for sure. And we have two tropical storms brewing down south, which will push more good water up here.
Bring it on up.
Yeah. Just don't bring it up too much while we're down at Palmas de Cortez this weekend.
Pump the brake. Yeah, pump the brake.
Go west.
Let the Let's Talk Hookup tournament happen.
Yeah.
And then slide on up the coast.
Looks like that's what it's going to do. Looks like we're going to be fine for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch for, again, speaking of Gamakatsu, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, man, I'm telling you, you are missing bites. Their 720 HD Assist hook is the perfect hook for your nighttime jigging. Also, really like that in the smaller sizes for rigging tungsten. It's a very strong Kevlar cord, but the hooks, it's just like all Gamakatsu things. The hooks are a smaller wire gauge, but they're stronger because they use such high-end wire. It's a really good assist hook. Also, if you're fishing live bait, there's just nothing better than those Nautilus hooks. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6, though, and the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. You can see your local dealer. They come ringed or non-ringed versions. They are the hook to use, especially in this scenario where we have a little bit smaller bait. Gamakatsu Nautilus is the one. Hey, we got the man on the line right now, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, those circle hooks are the way to go with this rockfish we're fishing. Just throw that out there. Especially when we're out deep. That's the hot, been the hot thing for the bait guys. Anyways, that bass fishing this week for us, it's a bit slower for our half day guys. We had larger sardine in our receiver this week. So obviously we had to kind of shift gears, a little tactical adjustment with tackle and line and whatnot. So rubber lures fished well for the half day guys this week. Small flukes, things that resembled an anchovy, small 3-inch swim baits, that all stuff fished really well for the calico bass and the sand bass for those guys that you know, paid attention and made some adjustments. reverse dropper loops with some strip bait, strip mackerel, strip sardine fished well too for guys fishing sand bass. A few halibut in our account as well. If you could find a smaller sardine in the hand well there and get that down to the bottom, we saw a few of those. And we've been seeing some nice sheephead as well with all this commercial lobster gear soaking in the water now. It's kind of perked up the old sheephead there. So guys fishing shrimp have had some good success on those sheephead as well. Few little shallow water rockfish mixed in, but obviously that stuff has to go back over the side now with the depth restriction. So out deep though, the rockfish opportunity, like out on the 14 mile bank, it was really good, kind of what we were hoping. We're seeing some real nice quality caught out there for our guys. Big bank rockfish, real nice chilies, boccaccio, some jumbo reds, all of that stuff in the mix. Like I was saying, the circle hooks, guys fishing the bait, definitely recommend that. You know, when you're winding in 100 fathom plus, that stuff starts to spin around a little bit as you're reeling. And if you can make sure that fish is hook secure with the circle hook, that's really kind of been the difference maker for guys keeping fish on the hooks, especially as they, you know, kind of get bent and float a little bit as they're coming up. So I'd recommend having a pack of those in your bag. And then also, you know, we're not fishing deep every single day. Just passenger loads kind of dictate that. So I'd highly recommend bringing a rod with braided line capable of fishing a 16-ounce sinker. And, you know, keep it in your car if you don't need it, but bring it nonetheless just in the event that you're going to need it. And then the guys fishing the slow pitch jig, you know, wanted to go that route, did really well also. 250 to 350 gram range is what the guys were fishing. Some of the silver colors, the pinks and the reds, those were the hot colors for our guys this week. Off the beach at out at the island there, the Fury had some good fishing as well. He had some nice shots at the yellowtail in the mornings there at gray light on the live squid and the yo-yo jigs. Calico bass fishing was good there too. They had to make some of those adjustments with the bigger bait, but some nice action on the sinkers as well for the whitefish and stuff like that, sheephead in the shallows. So I chalk it up to just classic fall fishing for us this week. I mean, you can feel it in the air. You can, you know, in the mornings when you're walking down to the boat or whatever, you know, it's cooling off a little bit. The water temp's still 68 to 69 degrees on the coast here, but, you know, you can definitely feel it. So just a couple small adjustments that we needed to make this week to you know, get through, but it all worked out just fine. So busy week ahead. If you guys want to come, recommend making a reservation. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can book online as well at danawharf.com. And just a reminder that, you know, half price on Tuesdays, both our half day and three quarter day. Save a few bucks if you wanted to come and fish on Tuesday.
You guys just always just do the best job. Always taking care of your anglers, always taking care of the Dana Wharf family, and certainly some good fishing. Sure love the fall, man. Good weather and good fishing, and, man, I just love it. A great report, as always, Wooly. Appreciate it very much.
I think it's time to get Wooly back on the show here soon, huh?
I agree.
Yeah, we'll get it worked out. Let's do it.
All right. I'll give you a call this week. We'll get it worked out.
Yeah, that sounds fun. All right, Wooly. Well, a great job, buddy. Sure appreciate it. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to take advantage of the discounted trips, the good fishing, the fun trips, everything you got going on at Dana Wharf.
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can hit the easy button. You can link us there right through the Let's Talk Hookup page and book online at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Great job, amigo. We'll talk to you next week.
Roger. Have a great time. See
Thanks,
you guys.
Willie. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, had a great text come through for the voices. Ron and Logan, do either of you guys have a funny or particular story of the most ultra-loaded, every bell and whistle, crate, motor, bait tank, electronic, ice bag, ice maker, whatever it might have been, kayak that has come through Fast Lane? And that's from Mike and Rosemead.
Oh, I got the perfect. That's funny that he. I've been showing this picture all week. Chris Minnick.
Of course. I knew it was going to be.
Exactly. Why did he could have just called and said, hey, can you describe Chris Minnick's kayak?
Yeah. God, this is so funny. Chris Minnick took an I-9 and he put the new Garmin Force Current on it. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's just the ultimate electric motor for a kayak. It has...
It's a Garmin?
It's a Garmin.
Garmin, really? Yeah. Okay. They just came out. We've already sold a bunch of them.
Cool.
And what it's like... It does everything that all these motors. Some guys would put a front motor on so it could have spot lock. And some guys would put a back motor on to go fast. Well, this one does all of that by itself. And so here's this little I-9. It's got a...
Now, again, the I-9 is an inflatable...
9-foot kayak.
Yeah, it rolls up into a bag.
Right, that you can check as luggage.
Like a big
You can
backpack.
Check it as luggage.
Like a bag, I mean, it's like a big backpack.
Yeah, so it's 25 pounds.
He builds these little plates that he just puts on, and when you put the seat on, it holds the plate. And when you put the motor on, it holds the plate onto the boat. And so he's got a force current. Now, the pedal system that you put to steer the motor is Bluetooth. So there's no cables going down the side of the kayak.
Wow.
Bluetooth. So you put batteries in your pedals.
I'll be
and you have a little battery in the back for that. And then he put, this is hysterical, he has that forward-facing
sonar
on it with a little arm that goes down, and he can just aim, know where the fish are. It's
watch the fish eat this bait.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or spit it out, one of the two, yeah.
And this is on an inflatable.
Inflatable.
A 9-foot inflatable.
And then I looked, and I counted the rods. He had this plate. On this plate, he has rod holders, and there's 8 rods.
I love it.
8 rods, force current, Bluetooth steering, on a
board-facing sonar.
Yeah. Anybody wants to see this picture, it's in my phone. I think we should post it. I think
we'll put it on ours, too.
And Chris is just pioneering this right now, totally. And he's working on it in between long-range trips. You know, he gets home, and the first thing he does is he gets his kayak out on a lake to try to put more stuff on it.
I love it.
It's hysterical.
Pretty fun. I love it.
Yeah, there's some.
What a great question.
And that's the cool thing is that before it was just kayaks and then pedals. You know, first it was a paddle. Now it's pedals is the way to go.
Right.
Fishing hands-free. Now you have all these things that you can put on a kayak.
Oh, it's
motors. Amazing. I mean, I don't know about a motor, though. Would you put a motor on a kayak?
Well, okay, that's interesting
maybe.
You say that, Pete.
Yeah.
That's interesting you say that because I've always said, you know, you really want to find a form of exercise that's fun.
Yeah.
If you can disguise exercise with fun, you'll actually do it.
Right.
And so I'll go fishing all day long, but go to a gym, I don't know.
Yeah.
I always love talking about those motors. I always love telling the story. I was at Lake Barrett. We had a lake. We had a rental boat. We bought the boat, and Dallas and I were driving back to the Hauser Arm, and we got passed. Not stayed with. We got passed by a guy in a kayak with his motor. Like, we were full speed on the outboard, and there he went zooming by us.
It was pretty wild.
Well, hey, as promised, we've got the man, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, is standing by. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing that report. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your text messages and a whole lot more with Logan and Ron. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the i9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak.
See you soon.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Fishworks, Owner, Phoenix, Okuma, and Yozuri. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, November 1st.